Part 3. Focus on listening. Listening 1. Preparation for trade fairs. B. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks. This has been Words and Idioms.
In today's competitive market, you need to constantly improve your products and customer service, or else your competitor could give you a run for your money.
True to that, and one of the best ways to expand your customer pool is to attend a trade fair.
Exactly. In today's business etiquette, we will go to see how to prepare for an international trade expo. Let's listen. Background. Nick is the manager of the company. For the moment, he is having a meeting with his colleagues.
Well, folks, I've got good news. Everything is finalized, and we will be setting up a booth at the trade fair in Frankfurt.
Sound of people clapping.
That's great news. The application process was so difficult, but I'm glad we made it.
The trade show in Frankfurt is the biggest textile show in the world, so it's great that we can have a presence there.
But now comes the hard part. We're going to need to do a lot of preparation work before we leave.
I was thinking about a new brochure. I'm not really fond of the old one. It looks a little drab.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get our design team to create a new one.
Sounds good. We want the brochure to be really eye-catching. It's got to capture your attention right away.
That's one thing about trade fairs. There are so many items on display, it's easy for our products to blend into the background. We need to think about how to arrange our booth so we don't get lost in the crowd.
Good thinking. I'll talk to the designers about how we can make our booth stand out.
We'll be sending two teams to the trade show. One team will be the face of our operation, and the other team will provide support.
C. Continue to listen to the conversation and answer the following questions according to what you hear.
I think we should have a little powwow with the team who will be manning the booth. They need to understand how important their role is. First impressions are crucial.
That's a good idea, Elaine. Seeing as I will be leading the team, I think I'll get everyone together before departure and go over these points. It's really true that first impressions can make or break a deal.
That's another thing to stress to your team, Mark. We should remind them to never judge a book by its cover. The guy wandering around our booth might not look like a major buyer, but you never know.
Looks can be deceiving.
That's right. We need to treat each person who stops by our booth as a potential customer. Many times I've met someone who didn't look like a major player, but then they pull out their business card and they turn out to be the vice president of a huge company.
These are all good points, but we also have to be aware of industrial espionage. Some of the people milling around could be spies.
Yes, there are always people trying to steal ideas. We do need to be careful. We should let our staff know what kind of information they can give away and what kind of information they should not make public.
Sounds like a lot of work. I mean, competitors can wander around your booth and steal your ideas, but it's also a great opportunity for a company to learn the market trends and maybe take a look at what others are doing.
D. Listen to the rest of the conversation, find out what preparations they should make for the trade fair, and write the information down.
The booth staff shouldn't give away too much info about our manufacturing process. Basically, the only things they should make public are our company profile and our product line.
But let's not forget to do a little spying of our own. We won't do anything illegal, of course, but we should walk around and see what new trends are on the market. We want to stay on the cutting edge of our industry.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to be checking out our competitors.
We should have a chat with the support staff since they have an important role to play. They'll be setting up the booth each morning and logging the contact info of all the potential customers we meet. I want them to scan every business card into our database so we don't lose any contacts.
Great idea, Mark. That should make our follow-up effort much easier.
I'm so excited. I think this expo will really boost our sales. Plus, Frankfurt is a really cool city.
Yeah, after the show, I'll definitely explore Frankfurt. Maybe we can take a day or two off after the expo for some R&R.
Sounds like a plan. Okay, folks, let's get busy. We have a lot to do.